Hey everyone, it's Justin. Thank you for watching and or listening to the podcast, and welcome to my house. It's time for another ServiceNow Store Highlights video. That's SSH version 02-23-2024. It is officially our last episode of February 2024. We've got 37 total applications, but don't forget, you still have another episode from February 5th coming with 812 applications that got dropped in the store on February 1st. I am down to 260, 250 applications left, so I'm plowing through them. It's just a lot going on at the beginning of this year, and I haven't been able to move as fast as I'd like to. But for this episode, we've got in store for you 3 compatibility updates, 3 fixes, 11 highlights, 5 minor updates, 8 new releases, and 7 release notes fails. Let's jump right into it and check out those compatibility updates. There are 3 of them again. FedRAMP Accelerator, Ingram Micro IT Asset Disposition, or ITAD, and Language Translation Services by Language I/O. All had compatibility updates to either Vancouver or Washington, D.C. In fact, were there Washington, D.C.? I don't think there was Washington, D.C., but there might have been. We're seeing some of that come through the store now. So that's for the compatibility updates. There were also 3 fixes, just some small little fixes, not a lot to talk about there. Blue Water Connect, Service Graph Connector for Microsoft Azure, and Service Graph Connector for Nozomi Networks. All had some fixes. And speaking of minor things, there are 5 minor updates. CCO Dashboard, CDO Dashboard, Kanji, Service Graph Connector for Radiflow, and Service Portal Dashboards, all with minor updates. And let's get rid of those pesky release notes fails. If you haven't seen an episode before, a release notes fail is that there is no release notes, repeated release notes, or unuseful release notes. This is just an example, not picking on anybody. You can see here version 1.0.4. Had some release notes, but when you look at the one from January 31st, it is the same exact release notes. So the version changed from 1.03 to 1.04 on February 15th, 2024, but we don't know what changed. And that's why it's a fail, because we don't know, do we need to take the update? Can we wait on the update? Who knows? They're not going to tell us. Here's the full list of those release notes fails. Apptio, Application Total Cost of Ownership, or TCO, eCountable, Enterprise Service Hub, Kyndryl Integration with Ansible, Peak Perform, Tanium CI Introspect UI, and VMware Aria Automation Plugin. All release notes fails in this particular episode. And that brings us to the good stuff. We've got 8 new releases in this episode. Let's get started with the first one. It's going to be the AVA, or AVA, Credit Manager, Efficient Inventory Management and Seamless Credit Control for a Streamlined Workflow. The key features for this new application: user-centric requests. Users can request items based on their specific location's credit limit and real-time availability. Detailed request customization. Users can specify recipients, quantity, and view the total price within the catalog form. Real-time accuracy. The application updates the on-hand value of the requested items to reflect current availability and location credit limits. And cancellation benefits. Canceling a request increases the location's credit limit and restocks specific catalog items for future requests. Now, this particular vendor, Avasoft Inc., left us some screenshots. First one's going to be the service portal showing the Apple Watch catalog item. Is that a thing? People like sell Apple Watches internally at companies? Yeah, I guess so. So that's the first screenshot. Let's go for the second screenshot. It's a warning message there at the top, above the warning telling them that they need to use the new employee center. But the credit limit for your location is $5,000. You've selected $5,370. Man, does a watch cost that much? Please order the request below your location credit limit. That is one expensive Apple Watch. Or maybe there's more than one of them. I don't know. Anyways, next screenshot is showing the item quantity for a standard laptop. So on the left-hand side, it says standard laptop. On the right-hand side, quantity on hand or on-hand value is 15. Next screenshot, same kind of look, but it's a location and a credit limit. So we've got an address plus a credit limit of $5,000. And then back to our catalog item for the Apple Watch. So that's what's new from the team at Avasoft Inc. Next up on the list of new releases is going to be Campus. just campus, allowing a unified view of student well-being issues campus-wide with an exclamation point. Key features: universities bear the responsibility of ensuring the well-being of both their staff and students, necessitating the provision of a reporting mechanism for addressing any issues they may encounter. Hence, this application has been developed to leverage ServiceNow as the platform for the effective management and control of these reports, facilitating prompt and suitable actions. Furthermore, the integration of the campus security function into the same application ensures the consolidation of all sensitive data and reporting within a unified and secure environment. They've given us some screenshots for this one. First, it's going to be a portal page showing don't suffer in silence, report concerns, anonymous reporting, talk with someone, emergency case. Next screenshot is showing the security catalog, and the one of the catalog highlighted items is security intelligence. Next is a crime committed catalog item with fields for user details, issue details, location details. Next is the Speak Out Anonymous form, basically a little Speak Out header with some information, and then the nature of the unacceptable behavior, including what's checked is harassment, and then who confirmed or who committed the unacceptable behavior, staff on staff. So basically anonymous reporting form. And then a dashboard for campus well-being, showing some KPIs and donut charts. And then we're back to our original portal page, and that's what's new from the team at Iqua LTD. Up next in the new releases, we have ML Contract Analysis, a new application in this episode, Automate Entitlements Extraction from Contracts Using Machine Learning, a ServiceNow app provided by the Innovation Lab, which means there's no support and it does not carry any warranties. But let's see what the key features are for this application. Support for both product and support licenses, ability for users to upload contract documents, review and edit extracted entitlement information, ability for tool to continually improve automation by learning from user inputs and data input, software license contracts in PDF, JPG and JPEG, I didn't know there was a difference between those, or PNG file formats with each file size under 10 megabytes. There's no screenshots with this one, and I just saw we finally have this banner showing up. It is not available in production instances, so basically something you can play with either in sub-production or maybe your PDI. Up next, OSCAL Now, or OSCAL Now, pioneering effortless SSP management. Let's see what the key features for this one is. OSCAL Now allows users to complete their Open Security Controls Assessment Language formatted system security plan within ServiceNow seamlessly by utilizing the continuous authorization and monitoring application alongside their OSCAL Now. Users can capture, organize, maintain, and update all of the information necessary to successfully create and submit their SSP. Complete with versioning and template updates for the newest, most up-to-date OSCAL revisions, the OSCAL Now will continue to adhere to the latest OSCAL standards, as well as offer more document types to be generated in future releases. They do have some screenshots. First up here is going to be an authorization package for HR infrastructure system showing the OSCAL information as a tab on the form. That OSCAL information is operational status, cloud service model, cloud service remarks, cloud deployment model, and cloud deployment remarks. Next screenshot is showing a list of role definitions. Next screenshot is a list of parties. And the next screenshot is a generation of OSCAL SSP file remarks. It's got a little modal popping up on that same authorization package screen we saw in the first screenshot for remarks for the generation of the file. And I don't know if that was it. I accidentally clicked something else. Let's see. No, it wasn't it. Now I have a screenshot of the generated OSCAL SSP XML file. Looks like it's in Visual Studio Code showing the XML there. So that's pretty cool. Next screenshot is... Now we're back to the beginning in the first screenshot. So that's what's new from the team at Pathways Consulting Group. Next up on the list of new releases is going to be Service Graph Connector for Wiz, or WIZ, integration for Wiz Cloud Visibility. This is also an Innovation Lab offering provided by ServiceNow with no warranties and not available for any production instance. But let's take a look at the key features if you want to play around with it. They are easy configuration, well, of course, and Wiz Cloud Inventory Visibility. So no screenshots on this one, and that's what's new from the team at the Innovation Lab with ServiceNow. Up next is Squadcast. Squadcast is the Unleash Reliability Squadcast plus ServiceNow. Let's scroll down to key features because I still don't know what it is. Handle ServiceNow incidents better. Squadcast provides you with schedules and escalation policies to send notifications to the users at the right time. Send phone calls, SMS, push, and email notifications with ease. Set up workflows in Squadcast to better resolve your ServiceNow incidents. Get notifications for incidents on your Slack or MS Teams channels and resolve incidents on the go. There is enterprise-class bidirectional integration, incident response, and centralized data visualization for this application. Let's take a look at the screenshots. First up is going to be the configuration page, because people love to put this in their screenshots. And that's okay. It's a screenshot of a configuration page. Unfortunately, we can't see their API token. But next up is the Squadcast services. So it looks like a list of assets. When the demo data in an instance, I recognize it right there, all the assets. But it's calling it Squadcast services, so not sure I totally understand what that is. Up next is a picture of an incident showing on the form a Squadcast ID with a couple of buttons next to it. So still not really understanding what this is. Pushing SN users to Squadcast. So I have a list of users, and there's checkboxes next to Alyssa, Alan, and Allie, and then there's some buttons for, or a button for, push users to Squadcast. Let's see, next screenshot is the modal that pops up after you check that. Oh no, I'm sorry, this is pushing CIs to Squadcast. So two ThinkStation S20s are selected, and now there's a modal for pushing the CIs to Squadcast, asking for a team and an escalation policy ID. Next is a Squadcast inbound configuration. Basically more configuration details for setting that up, it looks like. And then we're back to our configuration page, and that's what's new from the team at Squadcast Labs PVT LTD. Let's see, next up on the list of new releases is going to be TOM, or T-O-M, AI Digital Twin, Incident Classification Monitor, continuous monitoring of lower severity incidents for real-time classification. Let's get into the details, the key features, that is. Fast one time setup enabling automated incident severity classification monitoring. Automatically import and convert your ServiceNow incident data to incident source. Map tables and fields to your incident source. Remap and transform at the connector level. Guided tours of all integration tables and guided wizard setup for connector creation. Simple and locked access management and applicable roles for securing incident data. The easy to use dashboard is accessible from the application menu with incremental refresh and high level spotlighting of incident reclassification outcomes. Predetermined data structures integration wide to simplify the setup process and increase legibility, and designed for low involvement, high availability, and performance at scale. This vendor also provided us with some screenshots. First up is going to be, looks like I'm in App Engine Studio viewing a preview of severity level sources, basically a table showing some data. Next up is a preview of the severity level source form showing how long since the incident classification was last accessed, the current time, name of the configuration item affected, etc., etc., etc. And next is looks like the screenshot of the outcomes overview, so a preview, another table preview there. Next screenshot is a dashboard showing the incident classification monitor, sending a greeting to Hello System, and some outcomes, reclassification overview, highlighted outcome, and highlighted outcome again. Next screenshot is the first list of severity level source that we saw. So that's what's new from the team at Merlin Intelligence Technologies Corp. Our last new release is going to be UDesign, all one word, collaborate, visualize, and transform your enterprise. Key features, there's lots of data or lots of text here, so I'm going to read the first part. Infinite boards for simplified management, live data editing for immediate impact, accurate current state modeling, future state planning for strategic insight, interactive visualizations to simplify complexity, real-time indicators for informed decisions, customizable team spaces for targeted collaboration, advanced real-time collaboration coming in Q2 2024. UDesign is more than an application. It's a partner in your enterprise journey towards efficiency and innovation. Embrace the future of enterprise transformation with UDesign and its extension packs, for example, UPMX, where technology empowers, not hinders, your progress. And I thought I was reading the key features because it said key features up here, but there's another section for key features down below. I'll just read those headers to you too. Infinite boards, live data editing, current state modeling, future state planning, interactive visualizations, real-time indicators, team spaces, real-time collaboration, modern user interface, and high performance. Whew. They've included a lot of information. There are some videos and screenshots. Let's get to the screenshots. Well, one's a UDesign logo, it looks like. Then we've got a cheeseburger, picture of a cheeseburger with UDesign in the middle on the cheese, and on the top bun is informal, agile, innovation, creativity, short-term, and tactical. On the bottom bun is formal, structured, governance. I can't believe I said bottom bun in a podcast. Formal, structured, governance, compliance, long-term, and strategic. And I'm going to stop there before I say something stupid. Key features, I've read you the key features twice. And a modern UX UI, a bunch of text. It's almost like a PowerPoint slide showing what they can do with UDesign. Next, about high performance. Again, lots and lots of text on this slide, so you may want to come in and read these. Real-time collaboration, team spaces, infinite boards. Basically, more detail on all of those categories of key features I was reading off earlier. And then back to the videos. So that is what's new from the team at INS-PI Incorporated. And that is all of our new releases, which brings us to our highlights. And we're going to get started with the first one, AppViewX. AppViewX was updated to version 24.02.1. And in this version, they've introduced certificate automation. Domain separation is enabled in the version with the existing functionalities. Service catalog, CLM automation, create, renew, revoke, service support, service portal support, mid-server support, and the list of the versions, supported versions, on-prem version 2020.3.0 to FP10 and above. SaaS. I'm not sure what SaaS means, but okay. Maybe it's the SaaS version that's supported. But anyways, that's what's new from the team at AppViewX Incorporated. Next up on the list of highlights, CodeWorks. CodeWorks was updated to version number 2.0.7. And in this version, they've introduced displaying batch update sets on the CodeWorks dashboard, streamlining batch update set scanning, implementing cascade delete rule for update sets, introducing PDF support or PDF reporting for CodeWorks dashboard, and some rule enhancements. Next up on our list of highlights is going to be Defenda Machine Identity Protection, updated to version number 7.0.0, and this one includes changes to its table structure, request management, i.e. creation of new certificate requests, renew requests, installation requests, etc., are now consolidated into one table. New tables have been created for inventory type tables, i.e. tables that maintain a record of key stores or applications or certificate templates, and these are not extended from the task table. Because of the support for Venafi TLS Protect Cloud in alignment with the concept slash principles of how things are done in the TLS Protect Cloud, there's been some change in terminology. For example, CA templates have been renamed to issuing templates, and if using TLS Protect Cloud, applications are mandatory. When upgrading from an older version of MIPS to this latest one, some data migration from deprecated tables to the new tables will be required. Defenda Works implementation support team will assist you with the upgrade and data migration. Next up is going to be Fujitsu Stanza, and I didn't read the rest. Service Portal, updated version 1.1.0, and in this version adds the ability to create and manage sales orders. I usually leave stuff like that kind of in the minor updates, but it said major release, and maybe they didn't have sales orders before, so if they didn't, that was a big deal. And that's what's new from the team at Fujitsu North America Incorporated. Next up, Global Link Connect was updated to version number 4.6.0, and in this version they've added a new task table column, improved notification translation, added REST request debug log level, added support for KB knowledge keyword table, updated automation script to include new supported tables, new business rule to delete all child tasks when job is deleted, and improved automation of the submission. Next up is Guardrails. Guardrails was updated to version number 8.8.0, and in this version you can now resolve update set preview issues directly from pipelines. Monitoring can now be enabled on data tables. For bug fixes, they fixed the override ATF option from overriding existing ATF activities with a blank ATF test suites. Add a cascade delete to pipeline instances, resolve various CORS errors, fix spelling error in Guardrails verification step, and build requests for complete slash retrieve update set showing pending when there is no update set. Will no longer create a build request for pipeline instances that contains no update sets. Next up on the list is going to be New Rocket Orbit something Orbit Content Management System. Orbit Content Management System. Yep, got that. Version 2.2.9. And they actually, okay, usually I like, you know, kind of vent or rant about people not putting in good release notes, but this one I actually checked, and they do have release notes. If you actually follow the link, takes you to Orbit, and you can see version 2.2.9, which matches what we're looking here at in the store, and they've brought us an enhancement. This release improves support for creating landing pages. A landing page brings together conceptually related content from several sources, and I'll let you read the rest of that. They've also provided or added enlarged drop zone and added alternatives to use file system dialog when uploading images, added 4 basic snippets, allow layers to change the background image or background color based on supplied image or hex color, and they fixed the following. Orbit data table will now display future end dates correctly, cannot edit links after inserted within Orbit Editor, image upload issue where file is uploaded but not captured by Orbit, and this release includes a fix script that will remove customizations automatically applied by ServiceNow. If you've made customizations to the following ACLs, you will need to reapply your customizations after the upgrade finishes. What great and wonderful release notes. See, it doesn't have to be in the store as long as people can figure out what changed about your application, and that was a perfect example of providing a link to documentation. Next up is going to be Sectigo. Sectigo Certificate App Connector updated version 1.3.0. In this version, they've added a setting for certificate types that do not support the replacement action on a Sectigo certificate, made the SANS field a multi-line input field on replace, like it is for requesting a new certificate, and remove any white space characters in the SANS field each time it is changed. Next up is going to be Tanium Vulnerability. Is it response? Vulnerability response integration updated to version 1.4.01. And in this version, they've added host transform map for SN_SEC_CMN_unmatch_CI. Added VI underscore update instance parameter to better control which VIs are updated, and fixed issue with auto underscore close not matching to Tanium VR sourced vulnerable items or VIs. Next up on the list, Wiz integration for security operations was updated to version number 2.1.4, and they've got some new features and fixes, including more field mappings to the detections and third-party tables to enrich findings with more Wiz context, tracking the last successful time the integration ran for the automated daily jobs to operate in a more robust fashion, added simpler debugging configuration for customers to enable, make over to our app to their application menu, and added support for the latest ServiceNow Vulnerability Response plugin, which allows you to choose your preferred CI class for unmatched CIs, cloud assets, or unclassed hardware. And last on our list of highlights is going to be Wonder by Intellective, updated to version 3.1.65. They fixed a hot link option in the rich text editor. They added styling option to divider component. I'm not sure what's going on with the bullets here. Added styling option to divider component, improved performance of save and publish functionality, improved icon search experience for Font Awesome Library. A Font Awesome Library. Well, that sounds pretty cool. And they've improved SVG component, no longer requires browser refresh when adding new SVG to a library. And that, my friends, is our entire episode. Let's take one more look at what you just saw or heard or listened to. 8 new releases, 11 highlights, 3 compatibility updates, 5 minor updates, 3 fixes, and 7 release notes fails. I hope you found this video or podcast helpful. If you did, please like, please subscribe, or share it with somebody who you think might be interested in what's new or what got updated in the ServiceNow store. And until next time, don't forget to always be learning.